This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Syrian fighter jets targeted at least one Turkish military convoy that had crossed into Syria Monday, causing a number of casualties. Turkey strongly condemned the action and said the attack killed at least three civilians and wounded 12 others. Sudan's former president Omar al-Bashir appeared in court Monday to face corruption charges, 4 months after he was ousted by the military. Bashir, who ruled Sudan for 30 years, is charged with illegally possessing foreign currency and receiving gifts in an illegal manner. Meanwhile, Sudan's military leaders and the civilian-led opposition have named some members of the sovereign council that will lead the country in a power-sharing transitional government. An Iranian oil tanker seized in Gibraltar for violating European Union sanctions is sailing toward Greece after repeated U.S. requests to detain the ship were rejected. Iran warned the U.S. that any action to seize the ship would result in heavy consequences. U.S. President Donald Trump is dismissing fears of a recession, but a new survey shows a number of experts expect one in the next 2 years. AP Sagar Meghani has more.
As he returned to the White House yesterday,
I don't think we're having a recession. We're doing tremendously well.
The president touted an economy key to his reelection hopes.
Our consumers are rich. I gave a tremendous tax cut, and they're loaded up with money.
But the tax cuts are one reason some economists fear a recession is coming. 34% in a National Association for Business Economics survey say they believe it'll happen by the end of 2021. That's up from 25% in February, amid concerns the president's tariffs and higher budget deficits will slow the economy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. stocks are up more than 1% in afternoon trading. For news on the go, download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Afghanistan's president is vowing to eliminate all safe havens of the Islamic State. His comments come as the country is still recovering from the shock of a weekend bombing at a wedding that killed at least 63 people and wounded 183. The Islamic State group's Afghan branch has claimed responsibility for the attack. Hundreds of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators marched peacefully through the streets of Hong Kong on Sunday, the 11th weekend in a row of anti-government protests. Brian Tong is a spokesman for the pro-democracy movement.
Those who have watched how Hong Kongers have organized themselves with grace and fluidity at yesterday's demonstration would agree that the people have once again debunked the police's groundless presumption that demonstrations pose threats to public safety.
Hong Kong police spokesman Tsi Cheng Chung.
Our message is very clear. If protesters don't use violence, the police will not use force. The protest that took place on Sunday shows if protesters are peaceful, rational, and orderly, the police will not and have no reason to intervene.
Meanwhile, Taiwan has offered to grant political asylum to participants in the pro-democracy movement, an offer that has angered China. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill says he's firing Officer Daniel Pantaleo for the chokehold death of Eric Garner.
The unintended consequence of Mr. Garner's death must have a consequence of its own. Therefore, I agree with the Deputy Commissioner of Trial's legal findings and recommendations. It is clear that Daniel Pantaleo can no longer effectively serve as a New York City police officer.
Garner's death led to protest over abusive treatment of African Americans by law enforcement. Britain's Prince Andrew has rejected renewed suggestions he may have been involved in the alleged sex crimes of his one-time friend Jeffrey Epstein. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Andrew says in a statement released by Buckingham Palace that he's been appalled by the recent reports of Jeffrey Epstein's alleged crimes. He also says His Royal Highness deplores the exploitation of any human being, and the suggestion he would condone, participate in, or encourage any such behavior is abhorrent. The statement was released after the Mail on Sunday newspaper obtained a video recorded on the 6th of December 2010 showing Andrew inside Epstein's New York home, waving goodbye to a young woman. Zaria Shackley, London.
The U.S. has given Chinese telecommunications giant Huawei another 90 days to buy supplies it needs from U.S. companies. For the moment, this brushes aside concerns that Huawei was a U.S. national security risk. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says the reprieve will help U.S. customers. For all the news around the clock, please go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA1. All the hits and more.